Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. As we've got a big line of rain moving through the area and cooler temperatures this afternoon, we might not get out of the 60s with a north wind 20 to 30 miles an hour. We might have a wind chill.
Wow.
How about that? Time for Muse in the News, brought to us by D&M Auto Leasing, 35 Lease, 35 LEASE. And here with us at the Logo Center this morning in Arlington is Gordo.
News Hello, Craig. And three-time Silver Sow Award winner, Gordon Keith, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
And hello, George.
Hey, hey.
A couple of quick notes before we get into the news. Number one, I look out here at, as we're at the Logo Center. What are we, a block east of the ballpark?
On Randall Mill.
On Randall Mill. And I look out there and I see some storm clouds forming above the new roller coaster, the Titan.
Titan.
That is, oh, what
Titan.
Is it?
Titan.
The Titan.
Right.
Anyway, it looks fun, that Titan.
Would never
coaster.
Ride it. Never
yeah,
ride
it's
it.
Very scary looking.
Too fast,
that's
too high.
That's a, yeah. It's gigantic. It's a big old Titan.
Titan. Yeah, I've just become aware that it's called the Titan. The
yeah, you got me confused.
It was better marketing if they had pronounced it the other way.
Right.
Jeez. And the second note is, you know how Kmart has brought back the blue light specials?
Yeah, I've been taking advantage of those.
Yeah, you've heard those being advertised on the ticket. Well, I have a blue light special as incentive to people to come out to Logo Center, and plus to unload the back of my truck. Maytag stackable washer goes for $125 today.
Really?
Anyone who comes and just unloads it off the truck. Works, everything. It's a gas dryer, electric washer, of course.
Now, you put that in your truck specifically to sell it here this morning?
No, I put it in my truck because I thought I was going to use it.
In the truck?
No, not in the truck.
Doing
I was going to unload it and put it in my home, but it took me 2 hours to load this thing by myself in the truck, so heavy, and now I have never been able to bring myself to unload it from the truck. And so now I'm just getting rid of it.
Okay.
I wish I'd never picked it up.
How much?
$125.
Negotiable?
Huh? I'll negotiate a little bit.
Okay.
I have a little bit of
room on that.
Okay.
But anyway. So yeah, it's a very good price. Maytag, best brand there is, too.
Is this in the fake truck or your Frank Parra truck?
This is in the Frank Parra truck. So I'm just hoping that the $125 that I'll get for the washer will offset the cost of trying to repair these scratches and dents in the bed.
$100.
No, I'm not taking bids from you.
Hey, they got everything here at the Logo Center, including
A windstorm
and fake Maverick jerseys. From a fake Mavericks Bulls game.
Hey, look at those classics. Ticket TV caps.
Yeah. Can't get those anywhere.
No. Thank goodness.
Where's our promotions guy? Because our promotions table's blown away.
Both of them left.
We had two of them out here.
All right, let's get to the news. You ready for this?
Yep.
All right, down there in Peru, they only have one scheduled debate for Peru's presidential runoff vote, which occurs next month. The front runner, Alejandro Toledo.
Thank you for having me on.
It's not him. He focused on former President Alan Garcia's disastrous term in office. And Mr. Garcia fires back with accusing Mr. Toledo of cocaine abuse.
Golly.
Mr. Garcia repeated allegations that Mr. Toledo tested positive for cocaine use after an extramarital hotel rendezvous with three women in 1998.
That's great.
Mr. Toledo's response to these allegations, he said that he was drugged and kidnapped by agents of former President Alberto Fujimori and possibly filmed in sexually compromising actions.
Gosh. And those are the two choices for president.
By the way, that is the weakest. If I ever get busted by my wife, I'm going to use this, that I was drugged and kidnapped and
possibly.
I was possibly maybe. Filmed. That's in case she finds the tape.
Right.
So that's
sample
just
the pillow buffet.
That's just a little tip to all you P1s if you're having
a little
an extramarital affair. Little tip.
Oh. Keep going.
You a big fan of jazz music, Georgie?
Not really. I can tolerate some of it.
Yeah, it's okay.
Anybody ever heard of Susanna McCorkle?
Yeah, she was one of the greatest cabaret singers of the 80s and 90s.
Is that right?
I read this yesterday in the
Oh, you did? So. She was lauded as one of the U.S.'s best jazz pop singers. She died on Saturday at the age of 55. It's fairly young to be dying, isn't it, Giorgio?
Yeah.
A preliminary police investigation indicates that she jumped from her 16th floor Manhattan apartment.
Wow.
Or from the roof of the building, having left a suicide note.
So record sales were down, or what's going on?
Record sales had plummeted, along with the singer of the album.
Can we talk suicide for a moment?
Yes, we may, Craig.
Why would anyone end it that way?
On the jump?
Jumping from a building. What terror, and then what, although very temporary, pain when you do splatter.
So you're saying if you were going to do it, you'd do what?
Something without pain. I would do maybe the sleeping pill route, or...
I've heard that's a very painful way to go.
Oh, it is?
People think it isn't, but it is.
Oh, well, never mind.
I think the gun is the only painless way.
Yeah, but that's too messy.
Well, put a hefty over your head. Why is Matt laughing so hard back there? What's the matter with you?
Well, then I'm not sure how I would do it. I'll tell you how I'd do it. I'd try to die of natural causes in my sleep.
Yeah.
You can't try to do that.
About
what?
That?
I'll tell you exactly how I'd do it. I don't think she had such a bad idea. I'd go to the roof of the ticket, and right before I'm about to jump off, I'd handcuff myself to Giorgio.
That ain't gonna happen.
Yes. You're going down with me, George.
No,
that's
I'm
one
not.
Thing that I have made up my
I'll
mind
tell you, that's
about.
The one way I will not leave this earth is with you.
Yes, you will.
Or anything that's associated with you.
Oh, no, you will.
By the way, Jeremy, I appreciated suicide is painless.
They say this woman had reportedly suffered from depression for many years.
That's very sad.
Her most recent album was last year's Hearts and Minds.
Huh.
Maybe you ought to pick that up, Giorgio.
All right.
The Massachusetts Governor Jane Swift.
The mama? Twins?
Yeah, she's the mama of twins. This is very unstable. She's poised to begin her working maternity leave for these twins. She's 36 years old. Didn't she just get elected?
Yeah, well...
She's already going on leave?
I don't know when she was elected.
Hey, the state's business is more important than these two so-called twins.
Why do you doubt their twindom?
Oh, sorry.
Did I impregnate her?
Is she? I haven't seen her. Is she good looking at all? Or is she kind of yachtish?
I'm not sure.
Oh, she isn't, Fernando?
very average.
Definitely.
No. She's not unattractive, but very average.
Okay. The National Rifle Association's Board of Directors is expected to elect Charlton Heston to a fourth one-year term as president today.
Heck yes.
Can all I right. go back to the twin story for a moment?
Yes, Craig.
I have a question. Maybe
Channel 8 does it like this?
No.
Maybe we are criticizing her unjustly here because she's going to take care of those twins, right?
Yes.
And what state is this in?
Massachusetts.
So if she were to die, those twins would inherit the governorship. So maybe she should take care of them.
That's not how it works.
No. It just doesn't happen that way.
This thing called a lieutenant governor.
Yeah, it doesn't pass along birth lines. Yeah.
My heredity. Mistake?
Jenna Bush didn't take over in Texas. Rick Perry did.
Boy, I wish she would have. That would have been great.
That's why I brought her up.
Her presiding over Texas.
Oh, man. I would have been down there lobbying for a lot of stuff.
Jeez. The group is meeting in Kansas City, Missouri.
Now we're back to the NRA?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Okay, so Charlton Heston is going to be president again?
Yeah. The group is meeting in Kansas City, Missouri, where Heston drew a roar as he thrust a Revolutionary War musket above his head.
Oh, brother.
that dang NRA. I mean, whether you believe in their cause or not, they just make so many problems for themselves when they look like a bunch of warmongering idiots.
Yeah.
How old is he?
That was Gordon Keith that said that.
He is really old, Craig. A Norwegian cruise line ship returned to Seattle a day after a sudden maneuver off the coast of Washington State caused the ship to tilt. Several people were injured, and the whole ship was basically turned over on the side, almost.
Did not yell out iceberg.
All the glass broke. They said it did look like the Titanic, though.
Yeah.
The way all of a sudden the whole ship tilts, and glass goes flying everywhere, people go flying everywhere. They think it was a computer malfunction with one of the rudders.
Yeah. You can't drive a boat. You have to hook it up to a computer now.
Yep.
Why can't you just put the outboard and forward and just go?
Well, wouldn't that be a whiff if they only had like a 10 horsepower Johnson back one of those things?
You know, you give them a 150 Evinrude or something.
Yeah.
What about one of those trolling motors you guide with your foot?
It's just a pilot up at the front of the ship with the little foot controller.
Yeah, the pedal, you know.
Trying to steer through some weeds.
Boy, that thing
while you
goes
fish
wild.
Off in front of that big ship.
Do you think they ever do that at night? Maybe just shut down the ship, do a little catfish fishing in the ocean?
They go trolling, you know.
Trolling around.
Yeah, they
gets
might.
His lure hooked on a log and has to go over to it.
What a there's no bigger whip than that.
Let's see. Janet Reno is thinking about running for the governorship of Florida.
I don't think this is a good move for her because I think they're going to expose her lesbianism.
Okay, well.
Wow.
Greg Miller.
I think she's married.
You don't care about anything anymore? You think you can just say anything and get away with it?
I think she's married.
I'm sorry. But she's not married.
Married.
No,
oh.
And she was appointed attorney general. So you didn't really, I mean, they didn't look into her personal life. But here, when she's running, when she's running against someone, that opponent is going to dig up every dirty thing he can on
her. But don't you think that she'll win sympathy points because she has Parkinson's now? And
yeah, probably. But
which does shaky hands probably make her popular in the community she's in?
Why?
Come on.
But also, I think that it might hurt. I just think... She seems
a human one of those.
I guess I just don't want to see her go through that.
Right.
Because I think it would get ugly.
Let's see. We need to move on here. And Eddie Van Halen, you know, we had that story about how he's a cancer sufferer.
Right.
But there wasn't a lot of information released about it, except that it was tongue cancer.
Right.
It's a weird form of cancer, but he's smoked all his life.
Rich?
What's up?
He's 46 years of age. He was at a celebrity golf tournament in L.A. on Saturday. He says that he is undergoing treatment every day for cancer.
Huh.
So must have been pretty serious. But added to that story is the fact that throughout the celebrity golf tournament, he smoked the whole time.
Still smoking?
Still smoking.
Gosh.
Rich?
What up?
See?
I don't have cancer.
Not yet.
That's a pretty bold
declaration
claim.
That is.
Huh.
Stop smoking, Rich.
And Nikki Taylor, the supermodel that was injured in a car crash last month.
Nikki Granville that does traffic.
She is off a respirator, and she is talking now.
Good.
So she's making a recovery.
Hopefully, let's all say a little prayer that hopefully we see her back on the runway shaking her moneymaker soon.
And as far as... That's not what it sounds like. I guess if a really fat girl shook her moneymaker, that's what it'd sound like.
Well, nice. Matt has gotten the biggest kick out of Muse in the News today.
Matt, you need to come up to the studio every day just so Gordo has a little bit of...
Do it every day. Okay, on this date in history, 1927, Charles Lindbergh landed his Spirit of St. Louis near Paris, completing the first solo airplane flight across the Atlantic Ocean.
In your opinion.
That's not the way it sounded when he landed. What is he? What do you do on that flight? It had to take forever. Yeah. You think you ever like fished it out and just kind of lazily tugged?
What do you think?
Tugboat?
What are you? I don't understand.
A tugboat.
Sure he did, because that way not only was he the first to cross the Atlantic, but he was first to do that while crossing the Atlantic.
He's the first member of the Mile High Club, the solo Mile High Club.
Right.
He
was what else?
Trying to complete as many firsts as he possibly could have.
You made your point. Move on.
Oh, man. What else? Oh, birthdays. I only have two.
Boy, I bet he felt extreme guilt after that.
How do you know he did?
Such remorse.
Oh, I know. You just feel like, God, what kind of low animal am I?
What else?
You gotta admit you feel guilty, George, afterwards.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you
about
know.
Flying over the Atlantic? I've never done that.
You know.
Why would I feel guilty about that?
You just feel like a dumb animal.
Huh. Be talking about your own experience.
Actor Mr. T turns 49 today.
Back doing something now, isn't he?
I thought he was dead.
Can he really be called an actor?
He had the cancer there for a while.
Yeah.
Made a
major
movie.
Said
he was about to die.
Part
he's
of
a preacher. He's like a preacher.
Is that what he's
now.
Doing?
Yeah. And actor-director Nick Cassavetes is 42.
Hmm. Is that?
I don't know. But, you know, I'm relying on that weak Dallas Morning News birthday list.
How about actor Judge Reinhold? He's 44.
Oh, good. See, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guy we know.
Been in a lot of good B-movies.
He's been a judge for quite a while.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Yes.
That's Muse in the News, 7:33 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. George tells us about the...